as parents, which you don't do towards your kids, no matter how old they are, and especially when they become adults, is you don't sit there when you have a sick baby who grows up and things continue with their health to make jabs and insults towards their health, to make them feel less of a human being. When people are of health issues and they also have financial issues with ties in with their health issues, no parent should sit there and make jabs, make light of, and fun of. Never insult and belittle. When a child who grows up to be an adult takes it upon themselves to take the reins and to find a way to live a better life around what they're struggling with when it comes to their health, and anything that becomes present that they need that requires a next of kin signature that has nothing to do with, I'm just face it, folks, I'm going to say this right now because this needs to be said for a million times over. I never asked anybody to buy me a house as an adult, but there are plenty of people who are adults that have asked their parents or parent to buy them and help them with a house and literally got a house. I have never asked for anyone to buy me a house, nor have I ever asked anyone to buy me a damn vehicle. The only thing I'm guilty of is asking for a mere next of kin signature that ended up an explosive, abrasive, once again, argument. And then somebody who's not even none of their damn business gets involved. It ends up, instead of an argument about, I don't want to die with bills, I don't want to buy a house. The house had nothing to do with you. That was a grant paperwork. It was from an organization by my realtor to help me to realize home ownership as being on my own, as a single adult on my own. Because I was trying to get the hell out of things that were not healthy. And you knew it. You didn't help. A mere signature. That's the facts, folks. It's the facts. Truth hurts. That's the facts. You keep going over and over again. It's the facts. But the biggest problem is I never asked for anybody to buy me a house. That is a lie. Join the circus if you believe anything like that otherwise. And I never asked anybody to buy me a car. When a situation came and I thought I was going to end up dead sooner than later, I made sure that any other leases or vehicles were not in my name because I didn't think I would make it that long. And I was actually just doing a favor when you're dead and gone. It really wouldn't hell matter anyway for inconveniencing other people. So they didn't have something else to deal with because I've seen people who literally have passed and have left a mountain of things that the other people that next to kin, whoever, spouse, ex, whatever, friend, whoever was on the will, they had to deal with. That they could have made the choice to handle it before they died, but they just didn't for whatever reason. And it's nor here nor there. But I was literally doing a service, not a disservice, so I didn't have things in my name. So the process after I died wouldn't have been a lot except for whatever was in the will, which was a result of the podcast and things that will continue. That'll always be there. They're not going anywhere. Sorry. You don't like it? It ain't going nowhere. It's going nowhere. That's my story, my journey, my life, not yours. Quit trying to dictate, control, and treat me like a puppet. It's been going on long enough, and I have become sick and tired of it. I'm very sick and tired of it. I don't want any part of it. Last string's cut. But don't sit there and tell people that, no, hell no. Oh, hell no. Nobody has ever bought me a house. And nobody's ever bought me a car. And that goes, I mean, that's just it. No, sorry. No, I never wanted to buy a car. I always leased. I've had bought a car before. I've said this on podcasts before. It turned out to be a nightmare. I never wanted that. I wanted to just go ahead, lease, turn it back in, be done with it. You know, but when I'm in a situation where I'm going on my own and somebody else has all the leases in their name and I'm asking someone just to have a signature, hey, listen, all I need is authorized just a second signature, and you're finding nothing but excuses again. Well, how the hell was I thinking to ask you in the first place? Because when it came to the grant paperwork, all it was explosive knockdown drag out, and I'm just sitting on the phone like, what the hell? Why the hell would you not want to see me happy? You did everything you could so I would not be happy. And I'm realizing with trauma therapists, this is exactly what the hell has happened for a long, long, long ass time. And then you put your two cents in. It's none of your damn business. Butt the hell out. Stay out of my life. You have done nothing but cause problems. You contributed to the right of me being a parent by putting your nose in a business of stepson. That was my stepson when I was married, when I got married. And you put your nose in that business too. Stay out of my business. Quit getting involved in things that have nothing to do with you. Quit running to people I know. Quit go having people try to figure out who's this, who's that, neighbors, friends, whatever. You have went to everyone. You have literally contributed to taking my life and flipping it upside down, whether you ever want to admit it or not. For the rest of your life, you can evade, avoid, and deny it in your mind and twist it in your mind. I'm the one seeing a therapist, not you. I've been consistent, not you. Stay out of my business. I have had enough of this, folks. I've had enough. I have sat back and I've took some really explosive, not okay, the hell disrespectful ass behavior. And the same people. What's really disturbing is that somebody, and I know, has been battling, and they've been successful, and they're battling their ass off when it came to their health, and they needed a little bit of help on a mere signature, not asking me to buy them a car, a yacht, a house, and I'm not doing it. I'm literally making a decision not even to do that for them. You know what I'm saying without saying it, don't you? I don't want to see you happy. I don't want to see you in a house. I don't want to see you have any kids. I don't want to see anything. And then, folks, when you're dealing with that kind of behavior and you're with a therapist, you need to bring it up because they're going to bring you way back, all the way back as far as they can, so they can help you realize where this behavior is continuing from, where it came from, and when did it start. That is your closure. That's your closure. That's your gift. No matter if you're on your last week of life, that is your gift and closure. You don't want to die without closure and peace. You want to die peaceful. You want to die with people around you that respect you. And if you have people that don't respect you, then get it on your will, remove them, and have people who do respect you. And if you don't want anybody else, because hell, you don't trust people, and I've been burned enough to where, yeah, I get it. Maybe you don't want anybody else around you at all. Maybe you just want hospice and clergy around you. You can do that too. Don't let people continue disrespecting you. I don't care who they are. Because people who they are on a totem pole should be respecting you, should be protecting you. And when they realize you have a way and you have busted your ass to find a way to move on with your life and to have some happiness that you deserve, they should be backing you up, raising their hand and saying, okay, how can I help? Not, can you sign a Mexican paper and then throw an hysterical fit about it? And all the excuses are, it's just selfish ass excuses. I don't want any bills. I don't want this. I don't want that. You. Isn't that a Toby Keith song? It's all about me. It's all about I. It's all about you. You, not I. I mean, and then sit there and make a comment. Don't ever make no goddamn comment. Nobody better make any goddamn comment. I don't appreciate anything. Because last time I looked, my life has been lived by being in relationships, and I took care of them before me. I lost my ass and put my ass last before a guy and put the guy first. A consistent relationship or relationship put the guy first. Whether it was being and finishing being a mother for him, whether it was helping him out with their credit, whether it was helping him get a job. And these are male friends too, let's face it. Helped one get a job at the police department. Actually, two jobs at police departments in Ohio. So let's not go there. But what tonight I heard on the phone, what I'm not going to take, is just sitting there making accusations and turning something into something it's not. I wanted an answer for your retraction of something you said to me that you lied to me. You flat out lied to me. It makes no sense to anybody why you lied. What's your decision? All of a sudden, you're to understand and to see me happy and understanding that there was things that had to wait so I could feel protected. So I make sure I have all my T's crossed and my I's dotted because I've done things and made choices in life without thinking first. And if I need to sit down with a professional, I need to do that first. That's called evolving. And I've realized I've changed because I'm not making the same pattern of mistakes or choices with major things in life. Okay? You should be embracing that change, but instead you retract yourself and you lie. I'm doing all this stuff to continue moving forward in life, no matter what my prognosis is, no matter where I'm at with my health. And all you're doing is slamming the door in my face. And what you're doing is you are literally, per someone, have a string around my neck and pushing me back from moving forward. You're swimming and they're trying to push you back and drown your ass is what it seems like. Because every time that you bust your ass to find an avenue to move on with life and to have a better life, these people are doing nothing but pushing you, holding you back. Don't you see the pattern, Kim? Per therapist, don't you see what's going on? Because you need to see what's really happened to you. Don't do like putting on a piece of paper, as she said, this happened to you, not embracing, understanding, and accepting what happened and doing something about it, which is changing, removing yourself, cutting the last strings and being done. You're going to struggle and suffer, but you're going to have respect? Then do it. Cut the strings. That's it. Do it. Because it has to happen. Because this stuff of the mental mind explosive games is over. Folks, I've been dealing with this for so long that I couldn't even tell you when it began. Because it's been that long ago. And I've had enough. I would rather continue struggling and suffering than have to go to the same people who literally I feel no love, I feel no protection, I have valid reason why, and playing mind games and watching me literally scramble to make a better life for myself, which you should want me to have a better life. And you sit there and you hold me back and you push me back and you're contributing to me not having a good life. So I realized you can't be sick and do everything. The hell you can't. I guess I'm going to have to continue doing it. I'm going to continue busting my ass and being sick as goddamn hell. Because the people I should have relied on and be able to count on, I can't. I never could and I still can't. And it's been nothing but a twisted, sick mind game. And I realized that's what's going on. And tonight, I literally realized you have to cut that last string. No matter what, you have to cut it. Because all they're trying to do is play games. It's like a controlling, twisting, sick mind game. And you're nobody's puppet. And this has been going on for so long. Do you see the problems? You're away, you remove yourself, and the stuff still continues. This weekend, folks, I get more paper from IRS. This time explaining tax fraud. And I have to fill out this paperwork because these people are claiming me as a dependent without my knowledge, without me knowing anything. And what the hell are they claiming? Taking my Social Security number and using it on their taxes for a gain because, I mean, let's face it, if I owed millions and millions of thousands of dollars, you sure the hell wouldn't want to use my Social Security number and claim me as a dependent. Now, would you? Probably not. Would you want to use Eric? Probably not. He owes 2 years worth of back. Not me, him. Saying, just saying. But instead, you know, why didn't you just wait till I croaked and died? Why didn't you just wait till then to claim me? Try to claim me then. Don't wait till I'm still alive. Don't wait while I'm alive because I'm a little bit too damn smart. The last thing to go on people is their mind. I'm sharp as a tack. I'll continue being sharp as a tack. Physically, yes, I struggle. I don't like saying suffering, but I'm still hell smart as a tack. And this really just twisted me the wrong way, folks. This is my release. This is my release. This podcast will continue to be my release. This is my release, my therapy, my truth, my stories per therapist. You continue sharing your truth because you know what's going to happen is you're going to have people listen. They don't care who the hell you're talking about. There ain't no names anyway, so they don't know who the hell. Nobody knows who the hell you're talking about. But they're going to be able to relate of what you're going through. You know, trying to better yourself and you have the same people holding you back. Trying to move forward, the same people holding you back. What do you want to do? Remain in unhealthy, toxic-ass situations? Because that's what you literally are saying without saying it. That is crazy. That's crazy. You're asking me personal questions. It's none of your damn business. That's crazy, too. I flip it on you, ask you some personal questions. You don't want to answer it because you realize what I'm doing. I'm turning it back on you. It's called learning this stuff in therapy. Folks, I'm sorry. You don't like what I'm saying? Then you can just beep right now because it doesn't matter. Because at the end of life, do you think it really matters what people think about you? Does it matter? People base their opinions about me for many, many years, over a decade, easy, because they were sneaky ass shit, excuse my French, going on behind my back without my knowledge and doing so. And I always found out. And I found out later, unfortunately later than sooner. And I wish to God that I found things out sooner. Because then I could have planned my exit strategy and realized I need to literally just, my whole life is literally just, it's not what it was. My life, I've realized, is nothing that it was. What I thought my life was and people I was around, I don't know you. I never knew you. Because your behavior towards me, I realized, continued. But now I see what you're doing to me as an adult. It is so messed up. It's so messed up. I connected with a woman, a platform I'm on, that I use comedy, okay? This is my outlet right here. All right. But there's another platform where it's comedy and I'm able to do what I love, which is a release for me, a healthy release, not drugs, not alcohol, no nada. This, it's a healthy release with therapy, of course, which mind you, appointments tomorrow. Thank God I need it because there's a lot of things to discuss because I need her to help me out and I need her to tell me what to do. And I do everything she tells me to do because I need to. Because she feels I've been so brainwashed for so long that you need help making decisions. You know, we got to start getting you to understand what's really going on, except for writing a piece of paper. You need to really embrace and understand what's going on, no matter how hurtful it is. To believe these people couldn't do the things that they've done. Look at the IRS, Kim. Going to your doctors, IRS, going to your in-laws, No? Do it. Constant things. Talking behind your back during the holidays. To this, to that. Going to neighbors. Going here. Going there. They're going to make you look like a crazy-ass nut job no matter what. Because that's their whole goal. They have baggage in their life. They didn't know how to do with it, what to do with it. They never stayed if they were in therapy. They probably were never consistent. That's a given. And they found somebody that they could project it out on instead of getting help and figuring it out on their own and taking their own what their problems were in life and taking it inside and dealing with it on their own. Instead, the life is filled of control, projection, and abuse. Doing it on somebody else so they don't have to own up to anything they're doing. I don't know you. I realize I've never known you. You're doing things that I realize are just a pattern, but it's gotten worse. Don't have two people. Two people, you both gang up on me on the phone. You literally ganged up on me on a phone call. Literally ganged up on me. That was the most disturbing critical turning point ever. And nobody can say anything about it because there was somebody standing there listening to this literally jaw drop. Like, is this really going on? Yeah, it really went on. I hung up. I should have hung up further in the conversation. But I needed to really embrace and hear and understand what the hell I'm dealing with. And I don't know you. And I clearly never knew you, ever. You don't sit there when people are scrambling to make a better life for themselves, which I clearly have. And you know that you can help by just a signature on a next to kin grant paperwork. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do between me and a realtor. And you made that decision 2 years ago, no, I'm not. And you find every excuse you can. You know why? Because really, this is what's happening, because you never wanted to see me happy. You always expected to watch me, and you liked watching me, and I don't know what twisted-ass way to look at it, is to suffer. And suffer, and suffer, and suffer. It has nothing to do with you saying it's a bad hand I was dealt. No, because you're being treated completely different how I'm being treated, and you admitted that to somebody. You're being treated a whole different way. You could never do any wrong. You do wrong, and you still ain't do no wrong. You know that? No matter what I did right, it still was wrong. I can at least now, at the age I'm at and where I'm at in my life, admit. There's something you can't. You don't want to admit it. But you know if you were treated how I am, you wouldn't be okay with it. You'd never accept it. And you know darn well you'd never tolerate it. But you stood back. And then you started contributing to it. It's being ganged up. That's not okay either. But I realized busting my ass and continuing on, even no matter how sick I am, it doesn't matter. I'm still going to bust my ass. I'm still going to continue on. I'm still going to lose sleep. The hell with it. And I have, folks. I have. Because I realized I want to be in a healthy environment. I want to have a healthy, normal life that's beside my health. Okay? I can handle that. I've dealt with that. I have been my best advocate. Because the people that should have been there for me, they weren't. And if they were, it's 5 seconds, hi, bye, leave. There was never consistency follow through on anything. It was just to show face. I don't know what else it was. Or it wasn't at all. Not even show up at all. Medical oncology. Didn't you show up at all? That's a hurt, folks. That right there is an emotion. That's a hurt I'll never get over. I'll never forgive. I will never ever forgive. I will never forgive. Tried with therapy. As they said, it didn't work. There's some things that happen to people and it's so traumatic that you don't forgive because you can't. And that's okay, because people get it. Most importantly, they get it. Because they're not connected in any way, shape, or form. They're not friends or anything. They're not neighbors. These are therapists. They're licensed, and this is what they do for a living. And you get a damn good one like I have, they're there for the passion, not for the money, not for the check. You know? And that whole group's been like that. For the two that I've seen so far out of the group, they've all been like that. But nobody that loves you, cares about you, or wants to see anything good for you is going to sit there knowing you're scrambling, you're struggling with your health, and you still continue scrambling because you want to see better for yourself. And when you need just something, you need something from an organization which said, I can't control the grant paperwork process. I can't control the need next to Ken. What do you want to do? Say, well, could you change that verbiage and stuff and change your documents? Hey, realtor, could you have them change your documents because they don't want to put their signature? No, because the main thing is it's not about signature because you clearly didn't want to do it. It wasn't asking about money. It wasn't asking for anything. It was no mortgage or nothing. It was a grant paperwork. You know how that is, you. But you want to play like you didn't know what it was about. You knew. You know darn well. That's just a gaslighting maneuver. Now I figured out why you've said and done the things you've done, and I've analyzed it, what it is, mental health, verbiage, definition. So now I get it. Doesn't faze me anymore. Now I understand it. Anybody, folks, who love you, that should be wanting to see when you are taking the initiative? I'm not having other people. Since when the hell do I sit there and like, okay, you do this for me, you do that for me, you do this for me, that do it for me, and this is going to equal a better life? No, because I very realized throughout my life, I can't rely on anybody. I had to realize on my own damn self. So I scrambled behind the scenes doing this, why in the middle of being sick, why in the middle of doing this, why in the middle of doing that, why in the middle of trying to get some goddamn sleep while dealing with toxic ass bullshit. And now the IRS stuff, which we go from, what is it? Somebody steals your social security number, uses it. Identity theft to now tax fraud, because a tax form, and this is the process, what happens is they investigate it. Somebody literally, and we know who the somebodies were, filed and used me as a dependent. And I don't know what the hell, why. There's nothing. I didn't have any nurse aid. I didn't have anybody come into the house, you know, cleaners and stuff like that. I don't get it. You know, but something happened. Because the IRS, when I talked to them, what was it, Thursday? And then I circulated this paperwork and it's like, where are we going now? Well, this is just part of the process. You guys fill this out. Okay? Because you're already red flagged. And they even told me you were red flagged. You already know who did this. Okay? You know who it is. We didn't have to give names. We can't legally do it. But we can flag you and tell you in a roundabout way. And they did. Folks, they did. Okay? People who don't want to admit they did it, you go ahead and you take that all the way to whenever, $10. I don't care. I know the... I had the facts, okay? You're not going to brainwash and gaslight me. It's not happening. It doesn't work anymore. It doesn't. You know? I'm scrambling to live my best life. And it's been tough as hell. And I'm doing this on my goddamn own. And the people who should be a little bit to help you out would have no problem doing so if I had kids. And that's what really is the difference. If I had kids, things have been different. And you admitted it. When I asked you point blank, what, if I had kids, things would have been different? Because you don't treat me the same as people who have kids. Well, probably. Remember, you said that in front of somebody else. Two people. That was your words. And that's something you don't say. When you watch me have surgeries to correct things to have kids, and you have the audacity to say that, and I wondered why I was not comfortable with you standing next to me while I'm crying, and your response is none of kind of emotion or anything. I didn't feel like you even cared. And I have that right. But you just say that, you would have treated me with respect and decency, and you would have made sure that I bust my ass and you're going to help me continue that, just that little signature to continue so I could be on the road to happiness. And you didn't want to do it because it's your choice. You didn't want to do it. But if I had kids, you admitted, oh, you would have done it. You would have done everything. It wouldn't matter. You would have been like there. It wouldn't matter if I had 50 kids. You would have been there orchestrating everything. But because I don't have kids, not everybody treats people less of, but the people around me did. And that's a fact. Because I didn't have kids. I will never put up with that kind of ill-ass behavior ever again for the rest of my life. You know, I won't put up with that. I wanted to have kids and things failed. Okay? And the time that I had to have kids get pregnant, I didn't want a child to be in unhealthy dynamics because the person I was with at that time, I knew I was done. Okay? So why would I want to do, I mean, that's just asinine, stupid. Have a little bit of respect for me that I didn't go for and move on with it anyway. And be selfish as hell and go, well, I don't care if it's an abusive relationship I was in. I'm still getting pregnant anyway. I mean, come on now. You can't respect me there. You have no respect for me. You never had any respect for me. And really, folks, all this toxic ass behavior I'm realizing is the same old toxic ass behavior from the same people who have never had any ounce of goddamn respect towards me. I have gained my respect back, and I'll continue getting it all the way back. I feel like I'm 80% there. The way you treat me, and you want to complain? Don't complain how you treat someone, and they are very defensive, and they have their guards way up on you, even if you said boo. When you continue treating someone, and they're busting their ass, and no, folks, I'm sorry. You treat someone in a very, very toxic ass way, and you have a track record of doing it over and over again. You put them in serious situations that could have killed them, that could have compromised their health, it jeopardized their, I mean, you took away the right of happiness. You interfering with the property I lived in Ohio? And you interfering and ganging up? You thought that was funny? It's not funny. You have this subconscious, you're conscious the rest of your life, whether you, which you, I don't think you believe you have it. I don't believe you have any of you have no conscious at all. You don't care. You're right. When you came over the property, you said, oh, Kim, move on. Nobody cares about you. Know why? Because it didn't have kids. Nobody ever cared. And you know what? At the end of the day, should include your words, your name, because you never did either. And I've realized now as an adult, I needed to move on for therapists a long time ago. And you needed to mentally prepare yourself and accept of how you were treated. You never accepted how you were treated, Kim. You just took it and you took it and you took it. And you ignored it and you ignored it because that's all you know. And that's brainwashing the hell out of you. And the same therapist and a superior all said the same thing. I would not want to be associated around anybody like these people to treat me the way that they have treated you. And this has been more than a decade ago, folks. And it's the same response each time when I had to switch therapists, whether moving out of state or because my therapy changed, or I went under oncology and they wanted me to seek a different kind of therapy. This is a release. This is my truth. This is my story. And this is my journey. All I can say is that I hope people, that you're in any situation like I am in, that you cut the ties and strings much sooner than later. Don't let it linger on like I did. Don't wait around just because you want to be loved and you're hoping you'll be loved. You're hoping you'll be accepted. They're never going to accept you. They're never going to love you. And that's the way it is. It's been like that for me my whole life, throughout my whole life. You know, no matter what I did, it was never good enough. I was never good enough. Then I had kids. I definitely wasn't good enough. I was the yuck scapegoat. And I'll continue being the yuck scapegoat to those people. But I know my value at the end of the day and my self-worth. And I'm a hell of a lot more than that. But to the people I am, I don't need to be around them. I don't need to be associated to them. And it needs to be done. Because it's done. And continue filling my life and being the person that I am. You know? And being respected and being treated as a normal, decent human being by the people that I have. Because you continue allowing yourself being treated like a yuck, you're going to start feeling like that. Because people who continue treating you as less of a human being with no human moral decency, you're going to start literally looking at yourself as less of a person and thinking you don't deserve the best in life. And it's not going to stop until you remove yourself. And no, I don't care who and how they're related to you. Sometimes the people that they're related to that you think they should be there and protecting you in that, and they're not, you have to remove yourself and you got to walk away. And you can't turn back and you can't look back and you got to stop it. I've changed my number so many goddamn times, and this evening was the last. And I realized you can't keep changing your number. You got to be one and done. And when you're done, you don't ever give it out and you don't ever have to change it again. Because you're not going to give it out and you're not going to associate and you're not going to deal with the same people. You need to continue moving on with the people you have in your life and you focus 100% on them. And right now I've realized that the hard work and getting out of unhealthy dynamics, toxic ass, you know what, has to continue with me doing it and me moving full forward no matter how I feel, no matter how many bad days, and continue moving forward straight ahead. Like a therapist said, we're in a corn maze. We don't look left or right. We just plow through it. And that's what I realized I have to do. And with the help of people, and figuring out from other people who I need to go to and where I need to go, I'll get there, folks. I'll get there sooner than later. But I can't waste valuable, precious time on these people because it's not healthy. There's no respect towards me. And I've just had enough, you know? I had enough. They can respect and disrespect whatever the hell they want to do to each other. But you'll have no more. No, no more. You're never going to have any access, and it's not happening ever again. Removing myself permanently. And it has to be. I just wish I would have done this much sooner than later.